Why is everyone here so boring? Just looking over that group. Easy, easy, moderately tedious. What's the point of being a devil if everyone's already on the verge of being corrupted? I guess I just need to find someone who's a little more closed off. But that would mean staking out quiet places, and not only is that boring, I'd have to be conscious about hiding. I'll stay here for a bit longer. Maybe I'll find someone worth corrupting. Nope. What do we have here? Cute thing like that all by themselves. They seem completely out of place. This could be fun. Hey, cutie. What are you doing all by yourself? Well, I mean, a party isn't exactly where someone goes to be alone, so what's your story? I mean, you look like a fish out of water. You're completely out of your element. Half of the other people in here are struggling to keep their hands off of each other, but you? You seem like if I take a few steps closer, you'll have a panic attack. Is it the monsters you're afraid of? Or other people in general? I mean, some monsters do get pretty feisty this time of year. Especially the ones who this season was made for. There's even the times where a monster can pass as a human without any prep, since you humans love dressing up as us. So, I'm just gonna cut to the chase. I'm not wearing a costume. A succubus. Technically, I'm closer to an imp, but I'm able to create succubi by skipping the lesser succubus stage, so if you think about it, a devil is a lot worse than a succubus. Or better, depending on who you ask. Oh, so you do know about my kind. Then you already know what I want to do with you. Hey, chill. Corrupt is such a dirty word. And besides, wouldn't you like to experience what it's like not to be so closeted all the time? I can make you feel that. I can light a fire inside of you that will never go out. You warming up to me yet? I'd like to talk without having to raise my voice. Good. How's this? Too close? Darling, there is no such thing as too close. Speechless. That's fine. Just listen. Something tells me you prefer it that way, right? Human, as you can imagine, in the current age, the need for monsters who exist specifically for spreading corruption is dwindling. The invention of the internet and the evolution of the culture makes what the humans my mother dealt with, called corrupt, an outdated concept. How am I supposed to do my job if almost every human lives in such a way that their ancestors would quite simply have a heart attack if they glanced at them one time? However, humans like you, while not necessarily pure, are resistant to certain societal corruptions. After all, what's the point of thinking one way if you're not willing to express it? Also, it's nice to only have to deal with squirming instead of someone fighting back. How am I corrupting you? You mean you can feel it? My aura? I'm sure you're feeling a little tingly right now. I bet my body feels nice and warm against you. But don't worry. I'm just playing with your mind a little bit. Making it all loose and filling your body up with those nice chemicals that tells your brain to feel good. I might not be as tall or as imposing as a succubi, but the most dangerous venoms come from the smallest of creatures. My presence here is merely aiding that process, nudging you in the right direction. Every thought that you act on is simply a desire that you had but weren't confident enough to say or do. So go on. Tell me what you want to do to me. Don't seem surprised. I'm sure you have so many thoughts in the things you could do to me. I mean, look at me. I have to practically hang from your shoulders to get this close to your face. I bet you can pick me up and just do what you want with me, huh? Huh? That's unexpected. A sub through and through. I thought for sure that once I got rid of that wall, you would lose control. No need to apologize. If anyone should be sorry, it's me. I assumed, and now this is an awkward situation for you. You don't want other people to see you like this? All right, I'll help you out, but I want something in return. I'm gonna ask a simple question. Why here? I mean, these people are nothing like you. Don't worry about being embarrassed. The music is too loud for anybody to hear. I knew it! You wanted a monster to grab you. I could sense how shy you were. I bet you wanted a more dominant monster to just rip the band-aid off. By the time you recovered from the breach of personal space, you would already be claimed. Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but that's not exactly something monsters are allowed to do in places like this. But we all have our fantasies, don't we? All right. I'll hold up my end of the deal. Take my hand and stay close behind me. Don't worry. We can be in here. I helped plan this party, after all. To tell you the truth, I was just trying to get a taste for the humans around here. Judging them based on how fun it would be to toy with them. I never expected that there would only be one. But when I saw you, I knew I would be an idiot to pass you up. All right. Sit down over there. Come on, don't be shy. Good boy. You sure this sight doesn't do anything for you? A cute girl like me on her knees between your legs? That's adorable. That's all I have to do to make you into a blushing, stuttering mess. Just sit back and take a deep breath for me. Oh my. You're harder than diamonds. I'll help relieve you of that pressure, okay? This part of you certainly isn't shy. How do my lips feel on your cock? Oh my, you're trembling. It's okay, baby. Just relax. I'll start by running my tongue over the length. And then circle it around the head, nice and slow. And I'll focus my tongue on this part. It's very sensitive. You're leaking already. Are you that sensitive? It's cute. Do you want me to put it in my mouth? Yes, please. I didn't expect such a polite response. No, it's adorable. Did your mom teach you to have good manners? Well, she raised a very good boy. All right, I'll stop teasing. You look like you're about to burst into flames. That sounds like it felt good. Are you normally so vocal? Keep making those noises. Don't tense up, baby. Just relax. Just like that. Deep breaths, honey. There you go. Is this your first blowjob? Yeah? I'll make sure that this is the best one you'll ever have. I hope you don't mind a mess. Yeah, I'm stopping when you're close on purpose. Don't want you popping too early. You're letting out so much pre-cum. You must be close, right? I'm just as skilled with my hands as my mouth. Look at how fast my hands slide along your length. I'll give you something to look at. I'll just take this off. They're not that big, but they're nice, aren't they? How about I just rub your cock against my chest? It's so hot. You must feel like you're burning up. So swollen and pent up, it's just begging me to let it out. Stroke, stroke, up and down, up and down. And yet you're taking it so obediently. All right. I'll finish you off. You gonna come? Yeah? Here, I'll stick my tongue out for you. Come for me. Come. I'd call that a successful corruption. Don't try to move. I took a lot of energy from you. Just lie back. I've got you. My wings aren't quite large enough to wrap around you, but I'll hold you as tight as I can instead. You don't have to thank me. You're really silly, you know that? That's a good thing. I think you'll be very fun to play with. There's so many things that I can't wait to try. But I'll save them for later. For now, I think I'm happy with getting you out of your shell. I'll let you rest for a bit, and then I'll take you to my home. I mean, I can open a portal, but I'd like to wait until your legs stop shaking. I don't think I'm strong enough to carry you. But I really like you, human.